When Daddy was a little boy, he was a lot like me. I've heard the tales that Grandma tells and seen old pictures too. With dirty shorts, once pastel blue, and dusty worn out tennis shoes, he rode a bike and built a fort, just like I like to do. When Daddy was a little boy, he was a lot like me. I know he wasn't always good, sometimes he disobeyed. He wouldn't eat his broccoli, cheated at Monopoly. And when his mom yelled quiet, he kept talking anyway. Francie had a football, she could fling it down the field. A herd of linemen charging in could never shake her poise. When she put her helmet on and went out for the team, the captain snapped, "Forget it, hon, this game is just for boys."
And she said, "Why don't you just turn around and take a little hike? I just want to be myself and do the things I like."
And joining us right now is a man who you will know if you have kids, especially young ones. Mine are grown up now, but when they were young, we sat and watched and listened to some great music, and it was by a guy named Hap Palmer. We have, in fact, every super baby song, every video of the baby songs there was, the more baby songs, even more baby songs, super baby songs, every single baby song video that ever came out, we own. And it's great to see now that they're all on DVD as well. For all you folks out there who have young children, these videos are, I'll never actually forget some of them, because some of them actually allowed me to have a little bit easier life. For instance, my wife works all the time, and she frequently leaves the house. And when my children were young, they would worry that mommy wasn't going to come back. There's a great song that Hap wrote on one of the baby songs videos called "My Mummy Comes Back." And when it's like, "My mama comes back, she always comes back." And, you know, I don't want to start singing, but that was one of them. And another one was "Today I Took My Diapers Off," which inspired our kids to kind of grow up. And this is great stuff, and I wanted to welcome you to the show. You've done so many great things for so many parents out there.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your having me.
It's a pleasure for me to have you on the show. First of all, tell me a little bit about your music background. I assume that you didn't kind of intend to become a kid's songwriter.
That's true. I was a teacher in a special education school, and I started bringing my guitar and singing folk songs of the day with the kids, and they kept wanting to get up and jump around and move and to be actively involved, and I kept trying to get them to sit down in their seats and listen to the music. So that's when I got the idea of writing songs that encourage children to get actively involved and to move with the music. So that's really how I got started.
One of the great things about baby songs is that it really keeps those kids, it keeps their attention. And as folks out there know, when you have young children, it's tough to keep their attention for any length of time.
Yes, we try to, they're sort of live action videos, and they use real children. And we find that when children see other children doing things, that they really find that fascinating. And then I try to write songs that are singable, that the words are clear, you can hear them, and learn the melodies easily and sing along easily with the music.
There's some great stuff. You know, some of the ones I remember, like "Piggy Toes" and
"Oh, yeah."
"Rubber Dub," and some of these songs were so catchy that I would actually find myself singing them which of course embarrassed me when I was with adults. But but I mean, I noticed a lot of parents would know what I was singing when I was singing them.
Right. I try to write music that parents can enjoy as well as children. I never write songs that I think, well, I can't stand this, but kids will like it. You know, I have to like it too.
Yeah. Have you written any adult stuff?
No, I haven't really done too much of that. I started out writing some adult songs, and then I got into the children's field, and there was just so many different subjects that I could write about that it just really has held my fascination for over 30 years now. With, you know, popular songs, you kind of write about different aspects of love and relationships and this kind of thing. But with children's songs, you can just write about anything. I've written a song about a hippopotamus or making rhythm instruments or just any subject at all.
I know that you were one of the people who helped to teach my kids about the beginnings of reading and language and math with some of the songs. And again, that, I think that's so important. One of the things that really concerns me nowadays, and I wanted to get your take on it, at least here in Massachusetts, we're cutting back quite a bit because of budget deficits. And one of the first things they seem to cut every single time is the music program. What's your reaction when you see that?
Well, I think people don't realize how much you can do with music. With young children, it's not just music, but within the songs, they're hearing language. And songs use rhymes, they use alliteration and rhythm, and it's a especially effective way of attuning the child's ear to the sounds or the phonemes of language. So I think a lot of people think, well, the children should be spending time reading and not wasting time with music. But really, music and songs is a wonderful pre-reading activity, one of the most effective ways of attuning the child's ear to the sounds of a language. And if children are not attuned to the phonemes, learning letters has absolutely no meaning. If they can't hear the difference between buh and duh, the letters don't really help them connect the sounds with the symbols.
Hmm. One of the things that concerns me is the fact that it's been shown that the kids who do take music, the ones who actually are taking instruments and studying music even in elementary school, there is definitely a correlation between that and better grades.
Yes, there's not only with language, but when you get into taking an instrument and learning to read music, there's a lot of mathematics in that. Whole notes, half notes, eighth notes, all of this ties into fraction, into mathematics, and it's a discipline which can carry over into all different school subjects.
Mm.
So I think a lot of times people mistakenly try to segment the arts from academics, and they really go together, and integrating and correlating curriculum is a much more effective way of teaching. And also, children learn in many different ways, and with music and with songs with young children, they also usually involve movement, and using movement and music and connecting them with mathematics and pre-reading skills is a very effective way of teaching the basic skills that people think, well, that's where we should put our money, just in the basic skills. But they all connect together.
Hmm. This thing is just amazing to me. I always love these songs, and it's a thrill for me to actually get to talk to you. What does DVD bring to this? This is something, obviously, when I was with our kids were younger, we didn't have DVD. Is there anything particular that you've been able to add because of that?
Well, we did add an interview where I talk a little bit about the songs, and also the producer of the videos, Amy Weintraub, talks a little about the production of the videos, and then it's also possible if you have a favorite song, you know, you can repeat it and kind of program it to play the songs that you most want to hear.
And there's also,
they don't wear out, you know, they last longer, so that's a nice thing about it too, so you can kind of.
Yeah, I understand there's also printable color coloring pages and song lyrics in some of these as well.
That's correct. So we hope that parents will be encouraged to sing along with the songs and sing along with the children while they're hearing the video, and also, just like you were doing in the beginning of the interview, to sing the songs within the context of the day, even when you're not in front of the TV.
Hmm. I can't remember. It just came to my head today. I took my diapers off. When do these things come in your head? Do you actually think of a topic kids are thinking about? How do you invent these songs?
Well, some of them for the original baby songs, I was just trying to think, what are the major issues of a young child's life? And things like separation from mother, eating, toilet training, these are the major issues, the major goals that they're dealing with. With Today I Took My Diapers Off, I don't know why, I just for some reason connected this idea with this Merle Haggard country western song, Today I Started Loving You Again, something like that. And the two, for some totally illogical reason, went together. So I started, Today I Took My Diapers Off, I do not need them now. Just like grown-ups use a potty, I am learning how. And it has kind of a country-western feel to it.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting. I mean, you can tell when I listen to the songs that it's your song. You do have a distinctive style in singing and writing.
Oh, thank you.
Well, it's interesting. I always wondered, when you're writing these things, what comes first in your mind, the music or the words?
You know, I've written songs in just about every way you can possibly write them. Sometimes I'll have a melody that I really like, and I'll try to find words that go with it. Sometimes I'll get a title that I really like, and I'll start with that. And sometimes I'll just be reading books about curriculum or child development and get ideas of important issues and then try to come up with a song lyric way of saying that and then put a melody to it.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm looking at the DVDs and the videos and stuff, and I can't believe that you've sold 2 million of these things already, huh?
Yes, they've been around for a while, so...
But I understand that originally, when you tried to market them, it took a while to actually get a company to put them out.
It did, because these are actually the only videos that are not connected to a toy or a licensed character. They're all original songs, and they feature children, and the children are not... actors, they're just everyday children doing things that everyday children do.
Yeah, the only series I've seen that's similar to this that my kids also had every single episode was Kids Songs.
Uh-huh.
Which is actually a pretty good series as well, but it's not really for babies, it's more a little older.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know if you're familiar with that group as well.
I've heard the name, but I haven't watched a lot of it.
Yeah, they use songs that are already established songs.
Uh-huh.
And you actually did that on one of your baby songs tapes that we have here. It's songs like Locomotion and stuff that are already recorded by others before.
Right. Now, that one actually doesn't have anything to do with me. There are some of the baby songs videos that don't use my songs and that I'm not really connected with in any way.
So baby songs, you don't own part of that company? Or?
No, I don't.
Wow. I thought you did. So tell me the story about the first video. Someone told me there was a couple of women that were instrumental in this.
Right. Amy Weintraub and Brooks McEwen, they were mothers of young children. They met in a park, and they both had experience with video and filmmaking, and they wanted to make a video for children. And so they contacted me about using some of my songs. And that kind of became the basis of the video.
So that was the beginnings of it. Now,
right.
Do they have anything to do at all with the company that markets baby songs?
Yes, it's basically their company.
Ah. So they've got rich off your songs.
Yeah, I probably have.
And I suppose you're doing okay, too, because you have written them, and you own the rights to the songs, correct?
That's correct, uh-huh.
So you're doing all right, too.
Yeah, it's an interesting, you know, I produce my own recordings and sell them over my website into different distributors and into educational-type stores. And so the videos has really been a new kind of experience because they give them an advance, which they use to finance the videos. And then the distributor will take out of your royalties that advance that they gave you. So for a long period, you don't get anything.
Hmm.
And until they recoup the advance that they gave you to make the videos, and then you start making money after they recoup. So I've never had that kind of experience before.
Now, do you actually put out CDs as well with some of this music?
Yes, they're all on CDs, and I have...
So you have rights to the CDs?
Yes, that's right. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So now, if folks want to get the videos or the CDs, they can go right to happalmer.com?
Yes, that's correct. And then if they're interested in the in just the videos, they can go to babysongs.com. And there's also an 888 number, 888-607-BABY, to call Baby Songs about the videos.
Now, what is the latest Baby Songs DVD that you have out?
Well, they put together three DVDs that Baby Songs Original, Baby Songs Busy Day, and Baby Songs ABC 123 Colors and Shapes.
So these are combinations of some of the previous material?
That's correct, and probably the last one has the newest material, the Baby Songs ABC 123 Colors and Shapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm looking to see that there's things that are familiar, and a lot of these look new.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So these are all folks out there, if you have young children, anywhere from like 1 to 7, 1 to 6, that you want to have introduced them to some great music and has something that will actually attract their attention, whether it's in the car listening to the tapes or the CDs, or if you're just in at home, you can go to happalmer.com or babysongs.com. And Hap, it was a pleasure to meet you today.
Well, it was nice talking with you. I enjoyed it.
You did a nice job for the kids, and continue doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.